Your passion, your purpose, and your career don't necessarily have to be the same thing. At most times, you just need to add a hyphen between them. Let me explain. Welcome to Monday Mornings with the Varun Dugi Show, where I try to start off your work week with some insights around the workplace, careers, and a little bit of stuff around that. Today, I want to run you by something which I've learned recently, or rather, something which I've learned about how to frame the different things that we want to do in life and put them into one singular thought process. Let's start with this whole conversation around making our passion into a career, or like find a career that you're passionate about, or try to find purpose within your career, or try to, you know, find a purposeful passion. I think I've literally tried every single permutation and combination I could think of. I'm sure there are many more, but you get my point. We've been told that many times, we've thought it many times. What that does is it makes us question our career choices, think that, okay, maybe this is not something I'm passionate about, maybe I shouldn't do this. It also makes us think about monetizing our passions, you know, stuff which we are dabbling with, stuff which we have a certain level of love towards, to just do it, not necessarily to make money from it. And we suddenly start thinking about, oh, I need to make money from this because I need to switch from what is my career right now to doing this all the time. But as human beings, we like to do many things. Our purpose in life isn't necessarily to do one thing. Our careers, in many ways, are ways for us to progress with a solid foundation, a way in which we can work with a group of people, earn a certain amount of money, and have a satisfying part of our life that while doing so. Our passions are things that we gravitate towards because we genuinely enjoy them. You know, I commonly, you know, many times actually talk about all the stuff that we used to enjoy doing as kids. We didn't think about them as careers or as monetizable items. We thought of the fact that you wanted to draw, or you wanted to play a sport, or you just want to like play the guitar really, real, real badly. Or in my case, try to be a break dancer. You never thought of that as your career. You just did it because you enjoyed it. Now, the problem is, as you get older, you're told to stick to one lane, to do one thing with focus. And the world needs specialists, but world also needs a lot of generalists. And that's where the multi-hyphen life comes in. This is a term I learned from Emma Gannon. She's written a fabulous book called The Multi-Hyphen Life, where she defines our designations as things that have hyphens in them. Think about it, right? When I put out what is in my bio, or I always write it as entrepreneur hyphen, podcaster hyphen, creator, and the hyphens many times keep getting added on. And that isn't a sign of not being focused. I feel that's a sign of having multiple things that all together signify your individual purpose. Because let's look at career, for instance, right? You're not defined by your job. Your job is your means of having some form of stability financially in life to progress. And many times you find things that you're passionate about in your career. Your career doesn't have to be your passion. Then let's look at it. I just fumbled that. Then let's look at the stuff you are passionate about. What those give you is that they give you things you can dabble in, but yet not take it as seriously as your career. So tomorrow, let's say that if you are someone who can illustrate as a passion point, and somebody in your team who does illustrate is unavailable, some of your colleagues might say, hey, use illustrate. Do you want to just give this a shot? Suddenly, that extra dimension you have can actually help you in your career. But that doesn't mean you suddenly become a full-time illustrator at your job. You continue to do what you're doing in your function. So maybe it's important for us not to look at life as singular pieces, as one-track lanes, but the fact that we are actually walking through many lanes, what we need to do is to make sure that we don't get confused by them. Rather, we do all of them with a sense of purpose, that we're doing them either for fun, that's purpose, or for moving ahead in your career, that is another purpose, or just something that genuinely brings you and your family together. I mean, I have a friend who learns to do magic because he can do it in front of his kids, and I find that fascinating, that he learns magic. Now, I don't think he wants to be a YouTuber, but what he's doing it for is purposeful because it's for his kids. What are the hyphens in your life? Think about that. Put it down. Also, read Emma Gannon's book. It's a fabulous book to read. And don't put that pressure on yourself to make everything into one thing. What you can do is to make different things out of everything. And that makes you one singular, purposeful individual. I don't know if that made sense, but it's a thought, and I thought I'd leave you with that this Monday morning. Let me know what you think. You can DM me at @varundugi on most social platforms. You can also email me. I'm hellos, which is hello with an S, @varundugi.com. And have a good week, everyone. I'll catch you guys on Friday for a more life-focused episode. This is an interesting one. I'm still thinking about it. I think I might want to add a few more hyphens in there.